Well, it's not raining yet, but it will be raining again, probably by the evening here. The long weekend is so close now. We're halfway there. It's Wednesday morning, and that forecast for the long is not trending in the direction I'd like it to see. Instead of soaring, we're holding steady around the 10 to up to 12 degree mark, and not a lot of sunshine yet. Sure, it could change because yesterday they were forecasting possibility of snow in Saturday's forecast. Now that's gone, but we'll wait and see how it unfolds. But right now it's not looking like it's going to be majorly sunny and warm by no means. But seeding is chugging along across the province. Farmers are well ahead of the 5-10-year averages right now. More than 20% of the crop is in the ground, according to our crop report. And they're not going to be disappointed, I'm sure, on the farm with any moisture that's coming our way. In fact, some of the drier spots of this province could really use some rain. Parts of West Central and Southern Saskatchewan. Pretty dry up north, too. And part of Narrow Hills Provincial Park in Northern Saskatchewan is burned in a huge wildfire. Now they're having to close Gem Lakes and Lost Echo campgrounds for the year. This is the unofficial start through summer, right? May long, and camping season kicks off. And as of now, the SAS Parks website has a few fire bans listed there. You should ensure if you're going camping at all, weather maybe not on your side, but if you're still wanting to go test the new rig out, get out there and enjoy a fire, well, make sure you know whether or not there's a fire ban. Check their website, and then you'll know whether or not to take along a propane fire pit or charcoal barbecue. A reminder, in downtown Regina, if you wander through there at all, maybe you work or you're just looking for something to do, vendors are going to be taking over City Square Plaza in downtown Regina for an outdoor market at 9. Saturdays, of course, they roll at the Real District outside in Confederation Park. Speaking of park, Friday morning this week, I was told I can then reveal a little secret. Who's going to be the act for a Canada Day concert coming to Wascana Park this summer, too. Still ahead this morning, yet another chance to win a pair of weekend passes to Craven Country Thunder this July. Man, this package is worth over $600 in savings if you want to go to Country Thunder. And all you'll have to do is enter by text using your first and last name along with who you think is who's been the best entertainer you've ever seen at Craven over the years. For the diehard fans of Craven, the main stage, it's where the magic happens, right? I was not there in 83, but Roy Orbison played Craven. Did you know that, Roy Orbison in 1983? Were you there? Conway Twitty in 84? My dad was there. He was a huge Conway Twitty fan. Willie Nelson came through in 86. Johnny Cash. I grew up listening to Johnny Cash because my mom was a huge fan. 1987. Mom always said the only man I'll ever leave your father for is Johnny Cash if he comes to our front door. Never happened. Judds, they came in 1990. Was that your favorite? I was looking at the list of who's performed there. It's amazing. In 1993, Dolly Parton and Waylon Jennings were on the same bill. Then, of course, through the 2000s, we've seen Tim McGraw, Alan Jackson, Taylor Swift in 09, and Eric Church a few times, too. Some of you old-timers say Garth Brooks is your favorite, as he was becoming a superstar in 1991. I actually was at this one here. I remember this, too. And that is quite a story, too. Organizers had booked Garth for $15,000 early in the year of 1991, which was a steal, because by the time he arrived to play Craven in the summer, his career was exploding even further, and now he was charging $150,000 in 91. Big money. But you know what? He never asked organizers to meet the difference because he wanted to honor the original deal. Nowadays, he commands something like, what, $2 million just to make an appearance? But Garth in 1991, that's the year, too, of him wearing his wireless mic, and he I'll never forget it, he scaled up the scaffolding, and a lot of people wondered, has that guy had too many pills? It was fun. It was crazy. And you're watching a true entertainer explode under the scene. And man, that might be one of my favorite performances at Craven, just because of the legend and the lore behind it all. But text me who you think it is. 1-877-332-3776. 800-300-7275. Include your first and last name and who you think has been your favorite entertainer out at Craven. You could win weekend passes to Country Thunder. I'll award them after 8 o'clock this morning. 1-877-300-7275. He's got a new attitude. Prime Minister Carney revealed his new cabinet yesterday. There are 2 dozen new faces and an equal amount of men and women. 28 in total were sworn in. And Carney, he attempted to distance himself from Trudeau's days with only a dozen ministers remaining. He's got 15 rookie ministers. The prime minister bolstered prairie representation, too. For the first time since 2019, Saskatchewan is represented.
I, Buckley Belanger, do solemnly and sincerely promise and swear that I will truly and faithfully, and to the best of my skill and knowledge, execute the power and trust reposed into me as Secretary of State, Rural Development.
There you go, former NDP MLA and current Liberal MP, Buckley Belanger got a Secretary of State title, and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre reacted. He had a little advice for the new cabinet.
We also have an offer to make the Liberals. My message to Mr. Carney: steal my ideas. We've got great ideas. And we've been leading the charge on the debate over carbon taxes, inflation, housing prices, crime, drugs, resource development. I note the Liberals even lifted a few of those ideas and put them in their platform to get reelected. We want to make sure that they were sincere about that.
So there are 24 new faces, but that front bench during the ceremony looked pretty similar to what we've seen before. In fact, our weekend host that you hear here on 980 CJME, Mashi Capellas. She works with CTV. She's on Question Period and Power Play, and she interviewed the Prime Minister yesterday after that cabinet announcement, challenging him on some of the old faces returning.
Melanie Jolie, François-Philippe Champagne, he led the industrial policy. Now he'll be in charge of finance. Dominic LeBlanc led a lot of those files as well. We are used to hearing from them justifying and explaining the decisions that Justin Trudeau made. Well, so now we're going to hear from them again.
Well, first off, now you're hearing from me. I'm a new prime minister. I'm the 24th prime minister of Canada. I've got a very clear set of objectives, which I laid out in the course of my initial government from that cabinet table. Cancel the carbon tax right there. In fact, just to our right is my first act. But developing this focus on one Canadian economy, getting rid of internal trade barriers, will do our job by Canada Day. That means the federal government. We're working with the provinces so that they can move out of the way. Some of them are moving really fast, Nova Scotia, Ontario, others moving fast. We're trying to get all of them. But plus, unlocking these major projects that are going to build this economy for the next generations, not just growth today, but growth for generations. That's a focus. That is an entirely new focus of this government. At the same time, we're working on this economic security partnership with the Americans and diversifying our trade partnership. Different focus, different people. I'm bringing a different... I mean, there are so many different...
So he's the change. Whether or not one person can convey that much change, we're going to have to wait and see. The work will begin on the 26th. That's when Parliament resumes. Here we are, halfway to a long weekend. Unfortunately, Mother Nature is not really dishing out super hot May long, by no means. Highs 10 to 12 degrees, and there's no snow in the forecast now. Remember yesterday they threatened us with a little snow possibly on Saturday. Have backed off, and just a bit of a cool weekend forecast here coming up. But hey, making your morning a little brighter, I'm hoping to award you with free tickets to Country Thunder in July. This is kind of fun. 1-877-300-7275. I got a pair of weekend passes that are worth well over $600 in savings here for you. And I was just curious, who's the best entertainer you've ever seen out at Craven? 1-877-300-7275. Tell me who it was, along with your first and last name. I've got a couple favorites. George Strait was pretty cool, and quite honestly, it seems a few of you think that too. Richard sent me a text. Richard, I'll put you in the draw here. He said George Strait, for sure. Others like Tim McGraw, Lynn, from Moose Jaw. Thank you. You're in the draw. So keep your comments coming. Morgan Wallen a few years ago, remember? He was pushing capacity levels on that Friday night to crowd levels I'd never seen before at Craven. And that was an amazing show, too. And yeah, for me, Keith Urban never disappoints. I just like live music. But go ahead. I'll award the winner. Everyone who enters goes in the draw after 8 o'clock. I'll pull one grand prize winner out there. Only one game in the NHL last night. The Jets needed a win to get back into that series or fall 3-1. And it's the start of the third. The Stars are up 2-1. They go on a four-minute power play because of a Jets high stick, and they pot another. It's 3-1 Dallas, and that's where the score would stay. And Dallas now up, as I said, 3-1. Jets goaltender Connor Hellebuck suggesting it's now just take it a game at a time.
You know, just win one game. Leave it all out there. I leave it all out there every night. I'm doing my best. And, you know, sometimes it's a heartbreak, but all it takes is one little change, one little bounce, and things can start going our way. And we're a good team, so we can really rack them up, but we just got to worry at one for one at a time.
Connor Hellebuck there. He probably wants that first one back, the wrister. But it wasn't entirely his fault last night. But his road record is bad, and so is the club's. The Jets have not won on the road at all these playoffs, nor the last time they were in the playoffs. So struggling there. Tonight, of course, the Leafs are looking to take a 3-2 lead against the Panthers with a win. That one will start at 5 o'clock. I've got the Panthers and Oilers in the Stanley Cup, according to my green zone bracket, which is still loosely alive, although I also chose the Caps, and it looks like Carolina's going to come out of that. And, of course, tonight the Oilers could wrap up their series with the Golden Knights in Vegas. Game time is 7:30, so a doubleheader tonight. Hey, later today, City Regina Executive Committee is going to sit around to discuss applying for the federal funding money to redevelop the old Taylor Field location. Here we go again. They'd be asking the Canada Housing Infrastructure Fund for help here. It would cost over $20 million. Tomorrow, Mayor Chad Baczynski drops by, as he has always come by on Thursdays for his regular visit. I'll ask him then for a little more details on this and what the plan might look like one day. But the old Mosaic Stadium at Taylor Field was demolished back in 2017. And the land has sat pretty vacant since then, so we'll see what comes out of that. Just last week, these guys were in town. Dirt Band! Fish in the Dark, that's a great song. They've been out at Craven. And for free tickets to Country Thunder, I'm inviting you to share a text. Many of you are already doing so. In order to get in on the draw after 8, I'll randomly select someone to win. You just got to tell me, who was the best act you ever saw? Doug Fafard and Willow Bunch, thanks for texting. Said Sugarland was great, even met them touring through campsites. That's what Craven fun is about, right? Often, Big and Rich, they were famous for coming and rolling through the campgrounds on their golf carts and partying with everyone. A few stars have done that, too. May Long is near, and it's the unofficial start of summer for many. And if you're heading out to the lake, perhaps to open up the cabin or get the dock in, wandering greenhouses is a big deal on May Long. Looking for bedding plants, maybe camping. It's the start of camping season, too. And some of you may even want to just go fishing. It's something my next guest proudly endorses. He's Mr. Jason Mattity. He's got a great website, getfishing.ca, and joins me now. Jay, where does one's fishing season begin, perhaps this long weekend? If you just can't wait to cast, might it be near the shore or in the middle of the lake?
Well, you know, it's always interesting because when we're getting into the long weekend, that's the unofficial, official start of summer. So the good news about that time, that, if you will, date on the calendar is the season in southern Saskatchewan, so sort of south of Prince Albert is the best way to describe it. That opened May 5th. May 15th is when north of Prince Albert to little past LaRange opens. Geographically speaking, anyway, two-thirds of the province are open for fishing. We just have to wait till the 25th for the extreme north all the way up to the Northwest Territories border to open. But it's on like Donkey Kong, as they say, for most of the province.
I find this May long weekend for campers, you know, they might have a new RV, new tent, or something new they want to try out. It's a learning experience. Is it like that in fishing? Like, if you got a new rod and reel, and maybe can you stand just on the edge of the lake and cast and get lucky?
Absolutely. And you talk about time of the year and the timing for the shore angler, and that time is now. And the reason is because the fish are shallow. The way this works is after a long, icy cold winter where you have a lot of lethargic fish, we have to realize this is an animal that can live in water that's as low as 1 degree Celsius because they are cold-blooded and they can regulate their body temperature to the environment that they're in. That's how they survive out there in those conditions. When the water starts to warm, they start to eat. And what does that mean? They start to bite lures. That's why now is the best time to try every lure in your tackle box throwing from shore, because those fish are shallow. They're accessible to the shore angler. They're in 1 to 2 feet of water. They're often easier for the shore angler to catch fish now at this time of year than the boat angler for that reason. So absolutely get out there and cast every shoreline you can find, and there'll be fish running along it, especially the ones with what I call southern exposure, the north sides of the lake that get the most heat units coming into those over the course of a day.
Jason Matity, we're planning our summer out here, and there might be a family listening who's got some young kids, want to take up fishing for the first time. And if you were to assist someone in planning a good fishing getaway for this summer, what might you suggest?
If it's for a family, and it really kind of depends on the age, you know, like fishing does demand patience. And in a world where we don't have any, that can be really, really hard, especially for newcomers to the sport. It's amazing, though, because people who have maybe a lot of high anxiety, sometimes putting a rod in their hands, exposing them to nature, it's amazing to watch it melt away. Just the process of casting and retrieving is enough. For others, you may want to add other activities, like make sure if you're going to a camp or whatever, they maybe offer a swimming area, maybe a nature hike. Don't necessarily make it all about the fishing unless you know that the group you're with wants it to be all about fishing. And then you can decide, okay, am I going to do a fishing trip way up north? Is it going to be a fly-in where that's all we're doing and we're pursuing big pike, big walleye, big lake trout, right? So it really kind of depends. You got to know your audience, you know, more than anything else, to make sure it's a successful trip.
That's awesome advice. Jason Matity, getfishing.ca. Guaranteed perch this May long. Where am I going?
I think I always like to recommend Buffalo Pound. There's a little lake in the Duck Mountain Provincial Park called Jackfish Lake, oddly. You're going to get more perch there than jackfish. Throwing a line in a Kenosi is always a good bet to pick up a perch or two as well.
Jason Matity, I've loved talking to you again about fishing, and thank you so much. Have a great May long.
You bet. And the most important thing, Greg, is get out there and get fishing.